The Drew Marshall Show, reminding you that two thongs still don't make it right.
This is Lila Bialy. Love this song. Some of you might have keen enough ears to hear the Toronto Mass Choir in that song.
Oh, they're in there?
Oh, this, it's got so much energy. I said to her in an email, I said, I hear a little Sufjan Stevens in that.
I hear a little Coldplay with that piano riff.
Okay.
A little Coldplay.
You know who I hear? I hear Lila Bialy. Award-winning Canadian jazz pianist, vocalist, and songwriter Lila Bialy has toured with Suzanne Vega, Chris Botti, and Paula Cole and recorded with and supported Sting, by golly. She takes the best of pop, rock, and soul, informs it with her knowledge of jazz, and weaves it into her musical arrangements. Lila's music has been presented at all sorts of prestigious venues spanning four continents, including the North Sea Jazz Festival, Tokyo's Cotton Club. Is that a strip club? Lila, did you play at a strip club?
No.
Well, we were talking about that earlier. We were talking about strippers' names. How do they get their name? How do they? Why are they always
okay,
spices?
Well, I have a story about that.
What?
I have a story about that because my email, my personal email address.
Oh yeah.
Is, wait for it, Lola for Love. Now, being the naive Pollyanna goody two shoes that I am, I just thought it was a clever amalgamation of my mother's nickname for me, Lola,
okay,
and what I hope to stand for in life, love.
Right.
So Lola for Love.
Uh-huh.
What a beautiful email address. However, when I looked up Lola for Love on Facebook, because I thought, you know what, I'll just make this my nickname wherever I go. It didn't go so well. I thought, oh, okay, no. That's not what I'm going for.
You know, first of all, would you like us to delete the fact that you just gave your personal email address out on air? Would you like us to delete that later?
Retract. Retract.
Oh, boy.
I really have to change my email address.
You're hilarious. All right.
How are you, Drew?
I'm quite well. I always love chatting with you. Last time we chatted was on a little television show I did last year, and I just want to reread this quote that's going to follow you around. I mean, when you get somebody famous that says something nice about you, you got to use that to the full extent of the law, right?
It's true.
It is, this is how it goes, folks. I wish I could do a good Sting impersonation. It is the ultimate task given to the musician, whether as singer or instrumentalist, to create a unique signature or fingerprint that is instantly recognizable as their own. What is surprising and delightful in Lila Bialy is that, both as vocalist and pianist, she accomplishes this with equal aplomb. Aplomb.
Yes.
I'd like to stop right there at that quote. Who uses that word?
She was an English teacher.
A highly educated Englishman. Yeah.
Jeez. She is an exciting and unique talent, and I admire her greatly. Signed, Sting. Gwen Sumna. You're bigger than Sting, though, and I mean this not just as a suck up because you're on the show, but I'm a major Sting fan, absolutely major. Your musical abilities, you know, are beautiful for a lovely candlelit dinner. They're beautiful for getting into the gym and getting down and, you know, working out. They're beautiful for all sorts of events. You are a multifaceted, multi-talented human being, woman.
Thanks, Drew.
I just kind of struggled my way through that. Anyway.
Oh, my goodness.
What, yeah. You're in New York right now, correct?
I am. I'm in Brooklyn.
What? Yeah. You're in Brooklyn. Are you following? Do you follow any sports at all? Like, what do you think about the New York Rangers being in the Stanley Cup? Do you care?
Oh, no. I'm such a bad Canuck. I'm such a bad Canadian.
You don't like hockey?
I don't know. Oh, well, yeah, I mean, I played field hockey. That doesn't really count.
No. No, it doesn't count at all.
And I'm not, you know, it's funny. I'm a fit human being, but I am not at all a sports fan. I will tell you that if somebody drags me along, and usually they have to drag me along, to a live sports event, I inevitably totally end up enjoying myself.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't own a TV, and I don't really read it up about it and, you know, online in the papers.
Right.
So you would have to fill me in, my friend. I'm sorry.
That's all right. It's not that big of a deal. I don't believe that you're in New York because it's so quiet in the background. I don't hear sirens or horns or, you know, whatever.
I know. Our block is quiet today. I mean, seriously, at any given moment, you don't know quite what you're going to get. And actually, speaking of sports, I'm not going to give my address on air. however, we do live blocks from Barclays Arena. So the new basketball, do they call it an arena? See, I don't even know.
Oh, my
just went up down the street. And they're having all sorts of live concerts there. Paul McCartney was there, and it's been great. The neighborhood was kind of dreading it, but so maybe I'll go check out a basketball game. Are you a basketball fan?
No, I want to stop talking about sports with Lila Bialy.
Okay,
I want to talk about Tracing Light, about you being nominated for a Juno, and about when the announcement came who won. I want to know honestly what went through your mind that you didn't win.
Oh, well, this was not hard because the other artists who were in my category, I sort of felt like each one of them had every reason to win. So there was Emily Claire Barlow, who's been like the darling of female vocal jazz in Canada for years, and won the Juno, beat Diana Krall for the Juno, not this year, but the last. And then there was Nikki Yanofsky, who was like riding her 2010 Winter Olympics theme, you know, thing at the time, because this was 2011. So she was still, you know, riding that wave. And then there was Jeff Healey, who had sadly passed away, and he was nominated for a Juno. I thought, well, he'll probably get it, you know, just in honor of everything he's contributed.
Mm-hmm.
And then the last person was Kelly Lee Evans, who was my personal favorite in the category. So I kind of wanted her to win because she's just, I've been so blown away by what I've heard from her. So she was the one who did end up winning, and I'll tell you, she got up, you know, to the mic and sang her acceptance speech.
Come on.
It sounds really cheesy, but it was so powerful. I mean, everyone in that room, if they didn't know who she was, they've never forgot her since.
That's something Hugh Jackman would have done.
Right, exactly.
Wow.
She was amazing, so deserving of it, and so of course, you know, you're like, wow, it would have been amazing to win that Juno, but hey, I'll take Juno nominated.
Sure. Sure. Well, I remember the last time I saw you perform, it was at the theater in Markham. And what a beautiful evening it was. I sat down and I noticed in front of me a fairly good-looking gentleman chatting away. I said, I know that voice, and I tapped him on the shoulder, and it was John Moore.
From
News Talk 1010, and I had no idea. I thought I was your creepiest stalker, but boy, does John Moore love you. Holy cow.
It's mutual. I love you guys, too.
Oh, stop.
So.
No, listen, we were just, we were thrilled to catch up with each other again. We were thrilled to sit there and be entertained by the likes of you. And there was a moment in your concert where you started multitasking in a way that I never thought I'd see. You were playing the guts of the piano with some kind of weird thing, and you were blowing on some other weird instrument, and you were like the Dick Van Dyke of jazz that night.
Right, one part jazz singer, two part circus act. I know.
It was just, you know, it was uncanny the amount of things that you were doing at once. I don't think a male could do all of that at once.
Oh, I see. Well, this is a whole other conversation, right?
Mm-hmm.
Multitasking. I just watched a TED Talk about this, multitasking the female multitasking brain versus the male monotasking brain. I don't know if I fully agree, but apparently there have been studies, Drew.
There, well, as long as there's been studies. There's been studies.
Exactly. Peer review.
Peer review. Lila Bialy, that is how you say her name. Lila, you know, your name has been your nemesis. Have you ever thought about changing your name? Layla, Lila, Lola?
No, well, right. Well, you know, I answer to everything, I guess I would say. However, we've tried to make it easier for people by, you know, like my first live record was Lila Live. So we were like, okay, maybe we'll drive it home. Lila Live. Same sound. Yeah. Different letters, but same sound. So it's because it's spelled Layla. Let's be honest.
I
mean, in most cultures, people reading that name would just say Layla.
Well, Lila Bialy will bring her signature genre-bending crowdsourced concerts, dubbed Requestomatic, to 12 major cities this summer for her 2014 Jazz Fest tour. Lila, of course, is known for taking the best of pop rock, classical, and soul and informing it with her knowledge of jazz as she weaves together exquisite musical arrangements. Her tour, supported by the Canadian Council for the Arts, will feature a couple of folks that Lila is about to tell you all about right now. Who are these? Who's the gang with you? Who's the posse this year?
Okay, so it's a really nice mélange. We've got Phil Dwyer, who was admitted to... Okay, so he's a Juno-winning member of the Order of Canada, who also plays saxophone and writes music, and he's just incredible. He's kind of one of the veterans now, I would say, of the Canadian jazz scene. And he's actually just been on tour in Europe. So he's back home getting ready to tour with us this summer. We're very excited about that because in the fall, he is going off to law school. So this is actually, I know, in Moncton. So this is one of his, he tells me, last tours. I mean, surely he's going to continue to make music, so that we're very excited about that. And he's joining us in Oakville. So we're kicking everything off in Oakville. And then we have Larnell Lewis, who is making quite a name for himself. In fact, all of his YouTube videos have more views than mine, so I try not to be jealous. And every time we see each other, I'm like, so where are you at now, Larnell? How many views? Huh? And he's like, 75,000, which, you know, in the YouTube world is maybe small potatoes, but in the jazz world, you know, where jazz meets YouTube, I think it's pretty high. So he's been touring with Snarky Puppy, and they're kind of like the new darlings of the jazz fusion world, and he's going to be joining us for most of the tour. And then George Kohler, who... Speaking of multitasking, I mean, maybe the guy has a feminized brain or something. He plays everything and really just all of these guys are stars in their own right. So it feels a little bit like I've got this power band, you know, with me. And I don't mean that in an arrogant way. These guys are just incredible. I would go to any one of their shows and have when they're the leaders. So those are the guys that will be with me for most of the tour. I have... Hugh Marsh, a wonderful violinist, joining me for a couple of dates. Kevin Fox, great cellist and singer. He's going to be joining us for our sextet performance on Canada Day in Ottawa. And last but not least, Davide DiRenzo is going to pick things up where when Larnell leaves for Europe to tour with Snarky Puppy towards the very end of the tour.
I love the name of that band. Absolutely love the name of that band. By the way, just want to mention that their stop in Oakville, June 19th, is a gig you certainly want to go to at the Oakville Center for the Performing Arts. But they'll also be going to, because we have listeners right across Canada, Winnipeg,
yeah,
Saskatchewan,
right.
Vancouver, Rochester, New York, Toronto, a little place called Toronto, just around the corner, Victoria, Edmonton, Waterloo even. That'll be Mennonite Central right there. Lots of parking spaces for the carts and the horses. St. John's, Ottawa, and Montreal. Lila Bialy, if you can figure out how to spell it, you deserve to go listen to her concert, lilabialy.com. Lila, if you could play one instrument for the rest of your life and it wasn't the piano, what would it be?
The harp.
Did you say the harp or the heart?
Heart or harp, yeah.
I said the harp with the P.
Okay.
Oh, and wow. I didn't even skip a beat. I don't know if it was the Philadelphia cream tea commercials, but I wanted to play the harp. I own a harp. It's in the basement.
You actually own a harp?
I own a harp. Just stay tuned is all I'm saying. Stay tuned.
Goodness. You better bust the harp out in this tour. You know, that's just... We're all excited for the harp now.
Yeah, wow. I know, me too. And the one that I have was gifted to me by my dear husband last Christmas, and it's actually a mini version. It's called a harpsichord, and it's very portable, so be warned.
play some mean tunes with that. Cold, mean totally. Tunes with a harpsichord. Lila, you know I care about you deeply, and I'm so thrilled that somebody convinced you to start singing, because you were known forever for your piano playing, and then those vocals came out, and of course, that's why Sting brought you on board. Not because of your piano playing, but because of your vocals. Your sweet, mellifluous vocals.
Aw, thanks, Drew.
I'm such a fan. I am actually a creepy fan. Lila Bialy on the Drew Marshall Show. So good to chat with you, darling.
You too. You have a beautiful day. Bye.
This is one of my favorite Lila Bialy songs, playing in the background. Stay with us. Folks, I want to tell you about the Drew Marshall Show 1250 special. You ready for this? For $12.50, that's right, only $12.50, we'll mention your organization's name, website, and a brief description. Did you catch that? During each show, we'll read out your organization's name, website, and a brief description for only $12.50. Now, obviously, there's no point in doing that only once during a four-hour show, so we'll read your advertisement four times per show for an entire month, and each time we do it, it'll only cost you $12.50. It's kind of like putting an advertisement up on every church bulletin in the GTA, except you don't have to get permission from that grumpy old lady at the front desk. Now look, because there are limited spots available for our 1250 special, why don't you call us right now, toll-free, on 877-JOY-1250. Now sure, we're right in the middle of things here in the show, but if you call us right now, toll-free, on 877-JOY-1250, we'll take your name and number and call you back on Monday to sign up for the Drew Marshall Show 1250 special. This is nuts. Are you sure we want to do this? How am I supposed to make any money?